Good afternoon. You're in the zone.
Hey, John, it's James. We're just shooting some emails back and forth. I'm in Quebec.
Yes, Mr. James Howard.
How are you doing?
You've really made my day with these emails, man. I've been having a farty brain, terrible, stupid bipolar day, beating myself up over simple things that shouldn't deserve to be. And I get this email from you saying that I'm on a boat.
I'm on a boat, man. Yeah, we're doing a expedition with the Norwegians. They've built this 115-foot Viking ship, and they sailed it across to Canada from Norway via Iceland and Greenland. And they asked me to come aboard and to sail it with them from Quebec to Chicago.
Right, your phone's cutting up a little bit there, but in the email that you sent me, you said, quote, "This zona has been chosen to represent Canada with the Norwegians as we sail from Quebec City to Chicago. Not a lot of people on the West Coast have heard about this Viking invasion, but it's happening right now." And for this sailor, you said, finally, for this sailor, it's like NASCAR fan winning a tour with a NASCAR team.
It is, yeah.
Explain to me firstly, James, so you're Victoria born and raised or what?
Born and raised on Vancouver Island, up island towards Smith area. And then I've lived up Souk for many years since then, so long time zoner.
What's your earliest memory of being on the water?
One of my earliest memories was sinking on a boat with my dad. But then I got into sailing about 15 years ago.
Look, James, no. You know how I work. You can't just light up a story like my dad and I sank and then just blasé move on. Yeah. Go back. Explain the sinking.
Well, I can't take credit for that. Yeah, I can't take credit for that one. Yeah, just ripping along the coast with the family in the boat and hitting a log in the water and sinking the boat. Yeah, it was.
Oh no!
What got me hooked on boating?
What kind of boat was it?
It was an old classic mahogany cruiser.
So, did you like rebuild it with your dad, and that's where it started, or?
Yeah, so we rebuilt it and got her back on the water, and then sold that thing off. I think my mom had enough of him on the water, and then with me, it just sort of progressed. Decided to buy a sailboat, and the passion was born.
So,
that's what I do now.
I just have so many questions, and I'm cutting into you talking all the time, which is terribly rude. But I'm so intrigued by this. Did you say what the Draken experience, America? Is that what, or the Draken? What are they saying with this? How do you pronounce that?
Yeah, it's the Draken Harald Haarfagre expedition, and it's a real mouthful, eh?
Yeah, the Haarfagre.
Yeah, I've got to be really careful when I pronounce that with them. You never know what they might do to me once I'm on board. But anyways, so these guys have brought it across from Norway via Iceland and Greenland through the North Sea and through the Iceberg Alley. And now they made it from Newfoundland down into Quebec City where I am right now. And I've been asked to sail it with them to Chicago through the Great Lakes. So it's a real honor for me to be accepted and be a part of this expedition.
Yeah, I'm just looking at these pictures. It's a beautiful boat. Like, do you know how long ago it was made? I mean, what's the specification on it?
Well, it's 115 feet long. I believe it's 23 feet wide and 78 feet tall. It's what they'd call a king ship, and it was built from scratch traditionally to original specifications. They're wanting to, prove to the world that the Vikings can make that crossing and to sort of support the fact that, you know, the Vikings were here long before the discoveries that we were taught in school. And plus, it's just an amazing way to travel the St. Lawrence Seaway, I think. And for a Canadian, I've never been back east. So to see my history from Quebec on and is a real honor for me.
This sounds so unreal, man. Like, this must be the most fun you've had in a long time. I mean, how do you find, what's your role on the ship then? How does it handle, if it's built to specification from way back when, does it feel dodgy? Do you feel safe on it?
Oh yeah. The boat is huge. It's when they built those boats, I mean, it's thick timber. It's all oak and fir and, hemp sails, tarred hemp sail or sheets. And it's just amazing. Silk sails on it. It's an original style ship for sure. But very seaworthy, and there are modern upgrades to it, too, to make it safer. So.
Okay, you got a GPS on there, then. You're not using a compass.
Yeah, and we've all got cell phones, right? You know how that is.
Yeah,
nothing's going to happen to us out there. But, yeah, these guys are pretty burly. I mean, they look like Norwegians out there. So it'll be interesting to see how the Canadian holds up.
Well, this is unreal, James. Thank you so much for emailing me today and say listening from Quebec and starting this whole conversation. I'm going to make a blog out of you. I'm going to blog about you at thezone.fm so you can send me some.
I appreciate that.
Well, no, because I now that's it. You're part of the team. You're part of the zone. I want you to send me pictures of the updated journey so I can update the blog for listeners.
Absolutely, I'll do that.
Amazing. Yeah. Like, so I how do you pronounce it again? The Drachen Harald Harfagre.
Yeah, it's the Drachen Harald Harfagre.
Yeah, rolls
and,
off the tongue.
And that's the Canadian accent to the Norwegian name, right? I'm probably saying it completely wrong too. So
thank you so much, James. Honestly, man, you're awesome. Thank you.
Right on. Thanks, John.
Have a safe sail, okay, mate?
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Bye, man.
Yeah.